It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? First off, I want to say I'm so sorry, Bobby. I hope you feel better. Bobby looks very red, like a cherry tomato right now. Not just any ordinary tomato. And you know what kind of sucks? I'm stuck in a room with him and he's sick. I hope you're not contagious. It looks like... What?
I hope you had your shots.
I don't take shots. Uh-oh, this is not good.
You better start taking shots if you haven't
Bobby taken. Looks like he's like, I don't know, about to pass out any second.
I know, I don't have to pass out. All I got to do is push buttons for a living. I can do this.
Okay, you can do this. You're the MVP.
I can sit up and press buttons and even pay attention.
What?
Let's see what happens. I said I can sit up and I can speak and pay attention and push buttons all at the same time, multitasking.
Oh, okay.
God almighty.
Oh, well, Tuesday... What?
I feel like I got hit by a bus, dude. Oh, my God.
I know.
Summer
Seriously,
calls suck. This is brutal, man.
I almost want to take a photo of Bobby and share it with the world because you don't look so good.
That's putting it... That's the nicest thing I could possibly say.
No, I mean, and you know I love you. Like,
I look like I just got
friends.
Hit by a bus. And it took me 2 hours to put myself together to look this good.
Hey, I believe it.
I bet if you've got a good radio and you're listening with headphones, you can hear me hacking and wheezing as we're talking here. I'm just going to go back to sleep. Don't mind me. Good night.
Okay, good night. So meanwhile, Bobby's sleeping. This Tuesday feels kind of weird to me because there's no more NBA. There's no more NHL. Yes, I'm aware of WNBA. I'm aware of USL. And of course... My Dodgers, I'm aware of baseball going on right now, but I'm just like, it just feels kind of strange that the Stanley Cup final and the NBA finals just ended so abruptly. It was like, boom, boom, like, okay, we're done. Yeah, it's like no warnings, no, you know, like in the past, Cavs and Warriors, when it was somewhat competitive, and
well,
it went seven games.
You know all good things must come to an end.
It's sad. It's like
Christmas
time after you open all your Christmas presents and nothing left.
But in 10 weeks, you're going to have more Christmas presents because it's a whole brand new shiny season.
And with football.
And when you think about it, especially with the NBA Summer League and whatnot, it never really quite ends.
You're right.
Because now you got the NBA Summer League coming up in a couple of weeks. And then by the time that wraps up, your football camps are open. And 2 weeks after that, we've got preseason football to talk about. And the circle of life continues again.
And speaking of baseball, let's not forget the 51s, which some people have been asking me when I'm going to go to a game. Don't you worry. I will be going to almost all the home games. You will see me there. So shout out to the 51s.
You should get your butt over there, absolutely. Because, I mean, this is the last season over at Cashman.
Yeah,
last season they're going to be with the Mets affiliate.
Yes.
It's the last season that they're going to be called the 51s. This is going to be a whole brand new, different setup next year. So you might as well go out there and have a good time with the 51s while you can.
Yes, and no better time than the summertime.
Absolutely.
That's my favorite.
Summer colds suck. I hate being sick in the summer.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised you're sick in the summer.
Me too.
Usually it's the wintertime.
I blame it on people that can't put air conditioning to proper levels, but that's another story.
Why don't you wear a jacket?
I got one. I usually bop around here in a
Oh, you usually are in a hoodie.
Yeah.
No, but when you're
like
sick.
One room's 80, the other one's 62 because this fat guy has to have the thing down cold all the time and so
but
on and so
no,
forth.
No, when you're sick, that's when you need to wear a jacket to sweat it out more.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of that. And then when I get back to the house, I got to have the AC blasted for the dog because she's all hot and sweating and all that kind of thing. So skinny little ass, I get stuck in the middle of the hole, but.
No, but seriously, like, get in a sauna, get in a steam room, and
yeah, so
sweat
you're gonna,
it out.
You always find me in saunas and steam rooms. That's exactly where you're going to find me. Come on.
Yeah, doing
Bobby
some
Machado,
Bikram yoga.
No, you're going to find me in a strip club in the back of the... Yeah, no, no, come on.
Oh, okay. So, anyway...
This is a shock to you? Hi, you just met me or something? Come on. Jeez.
Man, Bobby's my favorite person.
There's 20 people out there that don't even know who the hell I am or what I look like, but they all know where they're going to find me on an off night.
Okay, at a Kiss concert. So today is the Capitals parade.
So I heard.
Or today was. Even though
day five of the Ovechkin binge, whatever
he's
going on.
I need to talk about that. Well, after I kind of.
Why isn't this guy getting sponsored by a beer company by now? I mean, Molson should have a contract with
this kid. A beer company, a vodka company.
Absolutely. I mean, Stoli should be following this guy around with a Brinks truck going, hey, dude, drink our brand. Come on.
No,
man.
But I think. Okay. Watching him get so drunk and celebrate like this, like, it's obviously been entertaining, but
I want to hit him with a baseball bat. I can't stand
it. Doesn't it not make you kind of happy? You're just like, no. Wow, this guy is like, he's just so happy. I mean, which he has every right to be.
Sorry, no, he got that victory over my team. Screw him. I want to hit him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wanted, you know, obviously Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. But I mean, Ovechkin, like his post celebration.
It's a public drunken binge for 5 or 6 days. I find it amusing. I'm surprised Molson isn't sponsoring the whole thing.
And considering what he's worked 13 years for this, right?
Okay, good.
Yeah, and
that
then
doesn't mean
you got to
go on a public 5-day drunken binge, dude.
Sidney Crosby. Like, if you were in his shoes, would you drink and do what he does? And hey, you can
Sports. I'll tell you the truth. Not in the era of social media, because I mean, all right, maybe I'm just a straight white guy from Boston, but I try to have a little more self-respect than that. You know, if I'm going to go out and get bombed, that's cool. I'm not going to be the schmuck, however, that's holding onto the trash barrel, vomiting into it at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go out and party, okay, fine. But I mean, by day 5 or 6, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, the mothers from drunk driving are following you around going, God, here we go. It's going to happen any minute now. You know, I mean, these are the kind of things that never end well. But, I mean, plus I don't like the guy because he beat the Golden Knights. So, you know, and I was very unimpressed with the full page ad in the RJ today, by the way.
Why were you unimpressed?
Because the Capitals took out a full page ad in the RJ today, you know, basically saying, hey, we beat you, by the way, don't forget.
Some days you're very negative. Maybe it's because you're sick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. But, I mean, I just, as far as Ovechkin goes, yeah, good for him. Glad he won the cup. Enough with the freaking, you know, you go on Fallon and you do your little thing. All right, take the cup and give it to the other 20-something guys on the team. Let them have it for a little while, and you just take your little alcoholism back to Russia, and we'll see you in September. You know what I mean? Maybe it just gets played out after a while. I'd rather talk about LeBron.
Oh,
LeBron,
trust
LeBron.
Me. We're about to talk about some LeBron. Want to see me cry, huh?
No. I'm beyond that. I'm beyond that. I'm more interested in where he's at now with the whole cast thing and the whole the summertime drama series. Where does LeBron go? Where in the world is LeBron-y?
No, I was sad. You know why I was sad? Because my friend, shout out to my friend, the quote unquote source, right? He knows who he is. So after I'm like, hey, source, LeBron's hand, like, did you know that happened? And he's like, oh yeah. I mean, I've known right away since that game. And then I was like, man, I feel kind of crushed. I feel like I did not do my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, had I done...
How the hell were you supposed to? You go walk up and shake his hand?
No. Had I known, I would have been like, oh, hey, you know, any updates with LeBron? Like, I should have stayed on top of some things.
Well, I mean, you kind of got your fingers in a few other pies at the moment, too,
yeah,
don't you?
But, I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, right?
Oh,
my mom tells... I know. If I could work 23 hours, 59 minutes in a 24-hour day, then I'm happy. Then I feel accomplished.
You're what, 26?
I am.
Yeah. I remember me when I was 26.
Was you too?
No, I couldn't hold the bleeping job down.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so enough of Bobby wisdom.
Yes, totally. But no, as far as, I'm curious as to the whole hand thing. where it becomes, I mean, it just seems so disingenuous. I mean, not to rip on the guy or anything like that, but you do the whole series, you get swept, and you come up with a press conference, and you're wearing the cast, talk about, oh, man, my hand was broken. You know, I'm sorry, that's, it's just, in the entire saga of LeBronism, it seems so disingenuous. I mean, this is the same guy that needs new players every year because the team isn't good enough, whatever team he's on. Or this is the guy that has to have the big drama series as to what team he's going to next.
Maybe,
coming
okay.
soon, by the way, in a couple of months, I guarantee you. And then when you get to the point with all of this, man, I would have had more respect for the guy if he had just did the press conference, took his lumps, gone home, put on the cast, and did the bit, all right? If he went all that time without the cast, he should have just done the press conference without the cast instead of looking, making it look like he's using it as an excuse while really not using it as an excuse. You know, I mean, it makes the guy look more disingenuous than he already does with some of the antics he's had over his career. I got nothing against LeBron because he is the greatest player of this decade. No question. Obviously. Everybody knows that.
I love it when Bobby vents about LeBron. Is it because they beat your Celtics?
No, but it's just because it's the story of the day, and it's going to be the story of the next 2 months. You know,
what's wrong with that?
It's just boring. We do this all the time, man. I'd rather talk about something
else.
No,
here's the thing. You're not appreciating him right now. And when he is gone and he says he's going to retire after he plays a season against his son because he says that's like his ultimate goal.
Oh, give me a bleeping break. Seriously? Is that what he says?
Yes.
Does he really say that?
Yes. Let me pull it up.
He wants to play a year against his son and he's going to stick around until then.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So we have a lot more of LeBron coming. Don't you worry.
God. Oh my God!
But
where are the bells when you need them? Jesus, bleeping Christ! No,
but here's the thing.
I surrender. No more. I please God, no. Just take the mic away. I surrender.
Here is the thing. When the moment he retires, we will miss these things. We will miss these antics. And like I said before,
Don't worry, dear. No.
Like I said before, though.
There'll be some other freak out there that'll dominate the airwaves. Don't worry.
No, but he is King James for a reason. He's never pulled any stunts like Kobe has in the past, okay? But yet people praise Kobe, and they kind of forget about that situation, which I have to bring up right now, only because later on I have to talk about this former NFL player who is making his pro MMA debut tonight, and
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy, would it be?
Yes. So that's why I kind of, you know, brought up the Kobe situation where why does he get so much praise still? But yet someone like LeBron that's never gotten into any of that type of trouble or controversy, because he wants to quote-unquote make a decision, because that's what makes him happy, because he probably thrives off of drama, that we're just going to, complain about him? He is great, right? LeBron?
No. I'm just listening to your little rant and whatnot, and this cute girl walked by, and I was totally distracted.
Gosh, that is so Bobby.
That's typical me. Yeah, I know. Whatever. I don't care. You know, I mean, first of all, when LeBron goes away, there'll be some other freakazoid to take up the freaking mantle or whatever.
It's not going to be Kevin Durant, let me go to the Warriors. Let me go to the Western Conference All-Star team and join them. And don't tell me that's the same as LeBron going to Miami. Because it's not.
This is where I punch in the chorus of I don't care. First of all, I don't see Durant going anywhere because, I mean, he's already on a freaking legendary team. What's the point in going anywhere?
I'm not saying Durant's going anywhere now, but I'm saying how you said, when LeBron retires, whatever, right? There's going to be another player, probably prominent player that we're all going to talk about. Oh, he's so great. It's not going to be Kevin Durant.
20 years ago, when LeBron was just a kid in high school and people were talking about him back in like the late 90s, who was the big name? Kobe and Shaq. And we talked about Kobe and Shaq forever and ever. And there'll be another one that comes after them. It's just the way it goes. You know, Wilt Chamberlain begat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar begat Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan begat Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant begat LeBron James. LeBron James begat player to be named later. It's the circle of life. It's how it goes. So, I mean, you know what this guy, I mean,
to miss his greatness. You're going to miss his antics.
No, I totally won't miss the antics. I'm not interested in players with antics. I'm interested in players that do their jobs and keep their mouths shut.
Well, LeBron can do whatever makes him happy. Okay?
Okay.
And
it's fine with me.
I have no problem
with LeBron James. Let him be who he is. I mean, he's getting older. Sooner or later, he's going to go away. I mean, I'm not, as far as my Celtics go, I think we're in good shape for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're going to get Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward back. Number two, we've got a bunch of draft picks. And number three, I'll bet you $20 right now that LeBron's going to end up over in the Western Conference by the time the next season starts. What team? I have no idea, but I'm betting he's going west. I think he wants to be close to his home in Brentwood. I think he wants to be close to the entertainment capital of the world. Not Vegas, L.A. Sorry, guys. But I think that's exactly where his head's at. People talk to me, he's going to Philadelphia. He's going to go to Philadelphia to freeze. The guy's 33 years old. He's got kids growing up. Philadelphia is not the great basketball community that Southern California is, for example.
Yeah, I think he's
Go to Phoenix and dominate, and his kids would have great schools to go to and a great basketball community. Let's see what happens. You know, as far as the rest of it, whatever. I mean, it's 2 months' worth of speculation until it becomes this big flipping drama where it's like they announce it on ESPN and it's a big hour-long special and everybody has to watch it, and then you watch it and he has the three little hats on the table and such, like a 12-year-old. And then he puts one hat on and goes, no, and he puts the other hat on, and then he finally decides.
You love to hate on LeBron.
No, I love to hate on people that do this sort of thing. You know, I just pick a team, do what you're going to do, do the press conference, and just none of the drama. And I realize this isn't being done for me. I get that. I'm not their demographic anymore. I understand that. But it just, to me, as somebody that's been a fan of basketball, going back to the days of Red Auerbach, to look at some of this kind of nonsense, I just go, I can't have it.
But if LeBron didn't pull and do what he did...
I'm sorry, I really need to take this.
Okay, see, I love Bobby. He's taking a phone call during the show. But, so I'm asking you, if LeBron didn't pull off these antics, would we talk about him the way we do now?
You know...
Good
yes.
question, right?
No, well, yeah, you know what? I think, first of all, you've got the haters that are just going to hate on him no matter what he does. But, you know, I think if he played more of, and I hate to use this phrase, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning type of career, where he just stuck with the game and not all the exterior stuff beside the game. Yeah, I think he'd do a lot better. I mean, he doesn't need to do it for money. I mean, he owns Beats with Dr. Dre. He's a bleeping billionaire. You know, he definitely doesn't need to do this for money anymore. I think his public perception would be a lot better if he just focused more on being a basketball player rather than the trauma and drama that goes along with Bronny.
His name's LeBron.
I know. I'm ripping on him a little bit.
But anyway, for once in my life, I think we talked about him a bit too much.
No way.
I know,
that's
right?
That's awesome.
That's awesome, because I don't want to talk about how Draymond Green decides to troll him at the Warriors parade. I'm sick of all these guys trying to troll LeBron.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember in the beginning of the season, LeBron like wore this shirt, or he posted it on his Instagram of, you know, that character Arthur from that book, right? That little.
Obviously, I don't. Go ahead.
Okay, let me pull it up too, because you need a visual of this.
Oh, okay.
Arthur, this thing. Remember Arthur, the guy with the glasses? Is he a bear or what is that?
Hold that up again. Do you got a bigger picture of that? Can you make that picture bigger by chance?
Okay, it's a TV series.
Yes, I know. I recognize.
Arthur is for children.
He kind of looks like Alvin from the Chipmunks with like the Bart Simpson hairdo.
Yeah, it's this weird thing. What is Arthur? I don't understand.
And with two little ears.
Is that a rabbit?
No, ears are way too small. No, ears are too small. It is, how do I put this? It is just a random animal character. It's like, it's like Goofy. Is Goofy a dog or?
Wait, Arthur, what do I write? What do I type in Google? Arthur.
I have no idea.
Like what? Arthur. Animal, right?
Arthur cartoon series. And then maybe they'll describe the Arthur.
Oh, he's in Aardvark.
That's an aardvark?
Yes.
That is nothing like any aardvark. He looks like a generic cartoon animal.
Ew, these are aardvarks.
Yeah, does that look anything like him? Hell no.
Aardvarks are disgusting.
Aardvarks are kind of like anteaters, man. Except
that
for the nose is
so
not quite
disgusting.
So thin.
That is so disgusting. My childhood's ruined. My childhood is ruined. I am grossed out. I never knew that Arthur was an aardvark. Now I need to take a shower. I feel disgusting.
Well, you should do that. You've been in a room with me for 15 minutes.
That is true.
To bathe in that freaking germ stuff. But I mean, if they put Arthur to look like a real aardvark, I mean, his nose would be bleeping huge. I mean, you couldn't do that.
He's gross.
I mean, you can get away with Dumbo, and that's pretty much it. Every other animal has like small nose.
Yeah, that was disgusting. But anyway, so Draymond Green, where's the aardvark's hand, right? Like his cartoon hand, and
wouldn't it be a paw?
Oh, paw, whatever.
Do aardvarks have paws? Yeah, throw that in Google. That'll take up 10 minutes.
No, but, and with three rings. Like, he's trolling LeBron. And I'm just like, you know what? Draymond Green, I never liked that guy. Playing on LeBron's team, I still don't like the guy.
Let me ask you something. Is he mentioning LeBron specifically with this thing with the rings?
No, because LeBron posted Arthur's paw before.
Oh, I'm not following this at all. I'm sorry. I thought we were just talking about random things like Arthur and Draymond Green.
Okay, well, anyway, the Warriors parades today, too. That's all I have to say about that. Call me a hater, but congratulations to Warriors. That's all I can say.
The only problem I have with the Warriors right now is the schmucks in national media who are saying things along the lines of the Golden State Warriors are the greatest dynasty of all time.
No, they
Maybe if you're like 28 years old, they might be the greatest dynasty of all time. There's this thing that happened back in the 60s called the Celtics. You might want to Google it. Won something like 9 championships in a row.
Yeah, I think even like the Celtics and the Lakers, their dynasties were better than.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the totally.
Warriors,
totally.
Like, I don't know how to properly describe it other than they literally just have a group of Western Conference All-Star players, and that's really it.
Yep, best team
I
money
see
combined.
A dynasty as like the Lakers-Celtics rivalry, right? That was stuff where it was like, okay, you know, like, whoa, this player stepped up in this game, or that player, or these bench players. You know, it was just more kind of unpredictable, where it was like, yeah, we knew. I mean, Lakers ruled West, Celtics ruled the East, but it was unpredictable in a sense where, I mean, it's like right now we know, okay, most all the All-Stars are going to be on Warriors. We know they're going to win. No one's going to challenge them. Yeah, the Rockets, maybe, right? Unless someone gets injured. And we know that the Warriors, they're going to beat any team on the East. They're going to beat LeBron and company. You know, it's like there's nothing really fun about it. Like this NBA Finals, I wasn't even excited for it. Maybe right. Game one.
And there's a lot of people that feel the same way as you do. Because, yeah. I mean, we sat here in November, and what did we say? Who are the two teams that are going to be in the finals? Cavs, Warriors. We totally agreed on this, the two of us.
Yep.
You know, and you could play out the 82-game season, and it's lovely and all that. But when it gets to June, we all know where this is going. And let me tell you something. I mean, if LeBron stays put in Cleveland, you got pretty much the same thing going next year.
It's just...
Yeah, it becomes boring after a while. I mean, I can understand, unless you happen to be a fan of the Golden State Warriors or the Cleveland Cavaliers, in which case you're all kinds of into it. Or maybe a peripheral team like the Celtics or perhaps the Rockets. Guys that are like teams that are one more piece away from maybe getting over that hump. I thought the Celtics didn't choke. They had a pretty good chance getting up against them on Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, next year, once everyone's healthy.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, who's to say LeBron doesn't end up in Philadelphia?
But honestly, though, like this year was the first year where I was like, you know what? NBA doesn't really have that same feeling as when I grew up watching it. You know, when I mm-hmm. knew on the Spurs, it was the Tim Duncan. Like, I knew, okay, Tim Duncan's on the Spurs, 76ers, Allen Iverson, Dirk Nowitzki's on Mavericks, you know, even Kevin Durant's OKC. Like, there were just
with Westbrook, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, my point is, like, there were so many more teams that it was more evenly dispersed, you know, and
there were other teams that that had a chance at getting to the championship.
Yeah, and it made things fun where if it was, say, the Warriors that ended up winning it, it was just like, oh wow, they worked hard to get there. Like, I expect their celebration. They have every right to celebrate like Ovechkin has. You know what I'm saying? Where
no, maybe not like that.
No, but you know what I'm saying, where it's like if Ovechkin has won, like the Warriors, and has, you know, didn't go through what he went through, I'm sure he probably wouldn't celebrate as hard, you know. But it's like the Warriors, it's like, okay, yeah, you guys beat LeBron and company, LeBron and a bench team.
Which is basically what they were.
Yeah, so it's like, why are you celebrating? I mean, you deserve to celebrate, yeah, but don't make it seem like, oh, you beat, you know, some amazing superstar team. And
that part doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is they beat the Eastern Conference team. They beat whoever the Eastern Conference put up. It's like Trump beat Hillary. Don't get pissed off the Democrats. You put up Hillary. That's why you lost. Don't get pissed off at basketball. The best you could put up was the Cleveland Cavaliers, which just basically tells me that the Western Conference is a far stronger conference than the East at this point.
Oh, way stronger.
So there you go.
The Rockets. It should have been Rockets and Warriors. I mean, that was a more fun series.
Well, it was. That was your Western Conference finals.
Yeah, that was more fun to watch.
Which is what other people I know have said was basically your NBA finals. The winner of that won the finals. And they just stopped watching after the Western Conference finals. And they proved to be correct.
But when will the NBA kind of...
Well, you got to remember, Helen, I mean... For us, sitting in this room right now, there's another thing also. Three words. Vegas Golden Knights. That just basically dominated our basketball season.
I know. I loved watching Stanley Cup Final and being a part of it.
Well, not even that. Even the regular season. Even in, like, I mean, remember what it was like for us back in, like, December and January and February. You know, I mean, we were trying to work in basketball here and there. And it's the same thing. I produced JT's show over on Fox 5 days a week. And it was the same thing for us. I mean, by the time we got to January, February, once football's over, we're trying to talk about basketball. But we were literally dominated straight through by the Golden Knights. I think that takes a little bit of the... I mean, when you have such an exciting new product as professional NHL hockey, and the team is doing as well as they are, that's going to distract you a little bit away from the NBA season.
I understand, but I meant that the NBA season doesn't have that same flavor that it used to have because of the Warriors super team.
I think it's also because it goes on so damn long.
No, well, hockey is the same amount of
games. Yeah, it's the same thing with hockey, too. I mean, a two-month playoff is just way too long. We got to get this stuff done a little faster. But then again, two-month playoff makes me money, so I'm really not going to bite the hand that feeds.
But anyway, so, I mean, let me know what you think. You can always tweet me at Helen E Sports. We're going to head to a quick break so we can come back and talk some combat sports, UFC, and boxing, and some guy named Greg Hardy is making a pro MMA debut tonight. I will be there. And what this one guy tweeted me yesterday that I kind of feel the need to clarify on air. So stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee
the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
And once again, I just want to congratulate the Vegas Golden Knights on such an incredible and historic season. And also, tomorrow, they are having a quote-unquote, it's called Stick Salute to Vegas and Our Fans event, which is on Fremont Street Experience outside the D. It goes down tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 p.m. So make sure you guys check it out. Or if you guys are in town and want to, you know, just meet some of the Knights and also head coach Gerard Gallant, George McPhee, and everybody. So, yeah, I will be there as well covering it. But anyway, so this past weekend was also fight weekend. There were quite a few fights going on. Before I kind of talk more about UFC, it was also Terrence Bud Crawford, arguably if not the greatest fighter right now, he is certainly the top three. Terrence Crawford, he dominated the whole fight against Jeff Horn, and he stopped Jeff Horn in the ninth round. And kind of to preface the fight, going into it, Jeff Horn beat Manny Pacquiao by controversial decision. So he was the WBO welterweight champion, whereas Terrence Crawford, he was the undisputed champion for the light welterweight division, and this was his welterweight debut at 147 pounds. And he, I mean, again, it was kind of a lopsided fight, in my opinion. He dominated Jeff Horn, stops him in the ninth round. And yeah, it's just, it was a beating. It was brutal. And I certainly think, well, I kind of want to see Terrence Crawford fight Errol Spence, but I guess only time will tell what's next for Terrence Crawford. But he looks really good, and really good at 147 pounds. So that fight went on, and also Leo Santa Cruz, he won, and he also dedicated his victory to his father, who is battling spinal cancer. But congratulations to Leo Santa Cruz, who retained his title as the WBA super featherweight champion. Now, in more fun news, right, before we talk about Greg Hardy, UFC this past weekend, it was UFC 225, Romero and Whitaker 2. Now, like I just mentioned, I was at the Terrence Crawford fight, Crawford versus Horn, so I was not really able to watch the UFC fights. I did catch a glimpse of it, but basically, Robert Whitaker defeated Yoel Romero. I heard it was a very close split decision, and it could have gone either way, that Romero knocked him down in the fourth and fifth round. And Colby Covington, everyone's favorite, right? And I say that in a sarcastic way. Bobby's like, oh, yeah. No, wait till you hear him talk. But he beat Rafael Dos Anjos by unanimous decision. Now he's the interim welterweight champion, of course, waiting for Tyron Woodley. And, I mean, sometimes it's just... It's sad to see, like, fighters like RDA or like Frankie Edgar back when he took that fight against Brian Ortega, that, I mean, these fighters, They are next in line for that title shot, but they want to kind of stay active. They want to take a fight before that. And then they end up losing. And so they lose the title shot. So, I mean, good for them, though, for always stepping up to the plate, for taking these fights. But RDA was next in line for Tyron Woodley. And now Colby Covington is the champion. And yeah, I'm not going to talk about politics, but he did say something kind of political after, and about wanting to meet the president. So, no, he apparently loves Donald Trump and wants to go take the belt to the White House. Bobby's pissed. If anything makes him more sick, it was that.
And that's why we don't talk politics anymore.
Boo. Yeah, and then Holly Holm, she wants to fight for the bantamweight title again, but she beat Megan Anderson by unanimous decision. And CM Punk once again loses. Now he's 0-2. Bobby said, you should see Bobby's laugh. Bobby never really laughs, but he laughed. Yeah, so Bobby's like, what a shock. your laugh was hilarious. Okay, so he beat CM Punk, even though Dana's not happy with both their performances. And yeah, so that's the main card. I'm excited for 226 International Fight Weeks next week. So that should be good. And also, though, before, again, I get into Greg Hardy's pro debut tonight, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, when is this heavyweight bout going to happen? When is this super heavyweight fight going to happen? And yesterday, Wilder said on Twitter, quote, "Breaking news for all you Anthony Joshua fans. A $50 million offer for him to fight me next in the U.S. is still available. Now, today, I even agreed to their offer to fight Joshua next in the U.K. If he prefers to fight in the U.K., the ball is in their court. Now, it's up to them to choose." But Eddie Hearn told Yahoo Sports that Wilder's side, though they requested a written contract, that it's still in the process. But now the big question is, when will the fight take place? Because, I mean, if you haven't heard, it was like Anthony Joshua, like Wilder offered him $50 million. Joshua doesn't want to take it. And it's unclear still how much Wilder accepted and how much their quote-unquote low offer was to Wilder. But right now, they're saying that the fight probably won't happen until 2019 because right now Eddie Hearn and Alexander Povetkin, their camp, they're going in talks about having a fight in London in December. So right now, they're just... Obviously, it's contracts, a lot of negotiation, and that it's just a waiting game by now. You know, we know both the fighters want it. It's just about who, what, and where. Now, when I get back, though, I have some Greg Hardy news to talk about, which, don't worry, I'm not glorifying anything, okay? So I will be right back. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
Okay, so right after my show ends in a few minutes, I'm going to head to Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. And the guy who is fighting tonight, making his pro MMA debut. Greg Hardy, former NFL player, but as you all may have not forgotten, unfortunately, he does not play pro football anymore for a very detrimental reason, which he should learn from and hopefully learn from, domestic violence. And that is something that I do not tolerate. And being a woman speaking on this subject, and even yesterday being at the media day, listening to him talk, you know, sometimes, and of course, you know, as a reporter, and I said this earlier on ESPN 1100 on the press box with Clay Baker and Mark Seidel today, that as a reporter, as an MMA reporter, I'm always unbiased, right? But for this situation, I mean, it affects me in a way where I'm kind of at a loss of words thinking about, okay, this guy beat up a woman, but he's getting a great opportunity with the UFC, the number one promotion in the world, right? The number one MMA promotion. And he's getting this second chance. He's very lucky. He should be very grateful, you know? And how he will do tonight, I wouldn't mind seeing him getting knocked out. You know, time to fight a man your own size, and we'll see how that goes. And again, I mean, his opponent, Austin Lane, is currently undefeated. He's already pro. Obviously, heavyweight divisions. So right now in the amateurs, Greg Hardy is undefeated, knocked out his opponents in the first round, and Austin Lane has done the same. He's a former NFL player as well. But, you know, it's yesterday when I went to their media day, I could tell Greg basically said that he wishes he got another opportunity in the NFL. Like, that is what he wants, to get back in there. But, I mean, you blew it. Your actions were unacceptable. They're still not acceptable. They're not tolerated. The only reason why we're talking about you right now is because we're going to see what happens tonight, right? Is he going to get knocked out? I mean, that's what people want to see. And so yesterday I tweeted this, and someone thought, because I'm reporting the facts on what is happening, which I've covered Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series since the beginning, and it just happens to be Greg Hardy who's fighting, making his pro debut, and suddenly I'm glorifying this situation or promoting it positively. And as you can hear, both on this show and on ESPN, I'm pretty sure you can hear how I feel about this situation. And I feel like, hey, if anything, this is his punishment. And we will see tonight. And I assure you, I'll be tweeting about it and letting you all know what happens. And you can always catch those recaps and all my coverage on lvsportsnetwork.com. I will be doing that. I'll be heading to a Lights game this weekend. And the Aces when they come back, the 51s when they're back. So don't you worry, because there's lots of hockey coming up. I'll be following up on LeBron's news and the Raiders and so much more.
Oh, and by the way, the Raiders.
Right?
Oh, God.
Summertime.
It's only another couple
months. I'll be playing golf. So that's a positive.
That's nice. I'm hoping.
Not saying
be
I'll be
soon.
Good. My friends are already making fun of me, but
yeah, let them make fun of you. The hell with them.
Yeah, but you can always.
I've
tweet
seen your
me.
Little videos of you doing your swinging and whatnot, and you do just fine.
Thank you. You're very kind. But you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports, and I will talk to you next Tuesday. And again, for Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, first fight on Fight Pass. Tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific. So, and if you have any fun plans, Bobby's just like staring at me. It makes me kind of uncomfortable sometimes.
I'm sorry. I wasn't staring. I was actually staring at the cute girl in back of you.
Where?
You just missed her. She just walked
again?
By. Little Spanish girl in a little short dress, and you know.
Okay. Enough with the Bobby talk.
I'm just trying to fill up the next 30 seconds like I'm playing the music. I mean, you're ready to bail out, and I'm like, oh, we're not done yet.
Well, but I'm heading to the Contender Series.
I know. I can tell. I'm heading to.
You could tell, right?
I've got one more show to do, and then I get to go crawl back in bed.
Oh, well, hopefully you feel better.
Tell me about it. You know, I can't really afford to go to the doctor until I get paid again on Friday, so I'm just, like, self-medicating at this point, and it's not really working out so well, but I'm doing my best. And I got this guy from SiriusXM that's coming in to use the studio in about 30 seconds. So.
Okay, well, I hope everyone has a beautiful Tuesday, and I will talk to you next week.